Bruton, Alabama. It's Drive Time with your host, DJ and KJ.
Good Thursday morning and welcome to Drive Time, brought to you by Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet. Good crowd in here first thing this morning. T-Bone's in with us. Good morning, Tony. Weezy's in as well. Cody Anthony, Elisa Hart, Josh Godwin, Jan Rivers, Paul Crumpton back in again this morning. Good morning, Paul. Sherry Weaver, Marshall Bracken, Mary Chandler Nelson, Ray Stewart, all in on the Drive Time Facebook page. We appreciate you joining us this morning. Ken, of course, will be monitoring the comments on his page. We always appreciate and enjoy the interaction. We like to speak with you, not at you, but good morning, and good morning to you, Kenneth.
Good morning, DJ. Did you get any sleep last night?
I actually had a pretty easy time falling asleep. We finally got everything unpacked at your house and put back into Studio B and gone to the house. But what a great night it was there at Davis Catfish, and Josh Godwin so good to open up the fishbowl to us, and had so many baseball teams and coaches, players come in from around the area, and it was a lot of fun to visit with them, a lot of fun to promote them. And I went away just – not surprised, because I knew most of them, but just in awe of the outstanding young men that we have, you know, throughout the surrounding areas.
There was I was impressed with all of the young people. I was impressed with the coaches, you know, the things they had to say. You know, glad to see so many teams come and participate in that, and thought it was a big time. The food was great. Atmosphere was just fantastic. I wish the production could have been a little better.
Well, we're an ish company.
We are.
We said seven ish, and it turned into maybe eight-ish. We got it.
Almost eight-ish. But the thing is that is to do that correctly, that is a really, like, you need about 12 hours beforehand to get all that ready to go. And I don't know if that ain't one of those things that we just maybe go up there and set up the night before. We're going to do that. And then have I'm sure Josh wouldn't mind paying a off-duty police officer to go up there and sit, and or we just get Chief to send one up there. How about that, you know, and guard it. But anyway, no, it was a big time, and I'll tell you what, if you've not been to the fishbowl or had an opportunity to go out there, I'm telling you, there's some big things in store for that place. Big, big things.
Good morning, Julie Bush. Whitney Bush in with us as well. Bobby Marshall, good morning to you. And Roscoe out for a morning walk, I see. Weezy Joyner, loves your shirt, Ken. Thank you, Weezy. And yep. Sisters in. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning, Whitney. Daniel Smith, Tracy Miller, Mike Jackson, Patty Mitchell in this morning.
Miss Mitchell.
Chapman, Sarju Patel. Good morning, Sarju. John Commander, Nellie Rock, Todd, Katina Purvis, Donna Weaver, Ray Stewart, Davey Simmons, Jason Tiepo, Holly Hart, Shirley. Holly, thank you for your generosity. Susie Burt Lord in. JT.
The there Blade. He is. That's my guy. Love the Blade.
Chris Buchanan. Butcher. He's in this morning. Pam and Mike Driscoll. Nicole Smith. Marshall Bracken. Neil J. Good morning, Neil J. Paul Crumpton, of course. Hey, Paul. Good to see you this morning across the pond. And welcome to another ish production of Drive Time here on whatever network we're on today. I don't know. Shoot, it changes. Anyway, something.
Good morning, Aunt B. And, of course, you know, we talked about the production last night. And the production, one thing that you can bank on if you're at the venue is David's Catfish. The program, the production may or may not be what it needs to be. The food, the service, the people, the atmosphere is always going to be correct. You talk about consistency. You talk about good taste. You talk about price right. And you talk about good people. We are blessed to have so many great restaurants in the area, but Davis Catfish is certainly one of them.
They certainly are. There's Martha Clay LaForce in this morning.
My girl. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning, Martha.
See you this October.
And
on your birthday, as a matter of fact, I believe.
So, yeah, no, you're right. We are blessed to have a lot of good restaurants around to come out and eat, and the service is great. And, hey, like I said, that atmosphere is just fantastic. I love being in there, and we're working on some things to make that better, make it work better next time. And trust me, there's going to be a next time. And once we got it going, it was going. It was just a few kinks in the thing to begin with, but you know, you try to prepare for the worst and hope for the best, and you know how that goes. So, but hey, listen, we've told the story of the Battle of Murder Creek many times. 3 minutes before that show went on, we had nothing.
Nothing. We had
nothing. And you know it. You saw it. We had nothing.
We had nothing.
Nothing. And I don't know what happened, divine intervention, something, but 4 hours we went and everything stayed okay. So
good morning, Glennie Smith, Logan Williamson in as well. There's Emmy. Good morning, Emmy. Hal Whitman in with us. John Boy, my guy, in. Good morning to each and every one of you. Hope your Thursday's off to a great start. And of course, recapping last night's batter up there at Davis Catfish. And I think one of the things that I really enjoyed the most hearing from the coaches was not that their individual focus is always on the outcome of the game in terms of winning or losing, but the way they put the focus on the kids, you know, trying to teach life lessons, trying to make them good decision makers. And I really appreciated Coach Hickson from Atmore coming in. His battle's a little different than everybody else's. His program's not quite as established. A lot of his kids don't play in the rec leagues like a lot of the others do, and he's really built that thing from the ground up. But you talking about an impressive group of young men.
Well, they were.
And they all were.
They all were.
The kids from JU Blackshear, Monroe Academy, Flomington, of course, Debbie S. Neal, and Coach Blevins and O'Neill White there with us, and Dalton Shell. It was a lot of fun to catch up with them. But we've got some great coaches in the area, and they're doing it the right way. And kind of the message we tried to send out, go to these ballparks, support these programs. It's you'll enjoy it. Don't get too caught up in the winning and losing. We all want to win. There's no question about that. It's game day around the county and around the surrounding counties here today. But it's a good time to fellowship, watch these young men compete, and just go out and support them every chance you get, and the young ladies.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing about – I think what most impressed me last night was I can't tell how many times I heard yes, sir, and no, sir.
That's all you heard. I mean, that's really all you heard from every one of them.
That's what I mean. I mean, and I'm going to tell you that – look right there.
There he is. There he is. I'll tell you what. Does he need to?
He has just made the morning better. Come on in. Come on in. Pull the chair down and listen. I ain't gonna lie. We needed this. I mean,
a little pick me up.
Yeah. He's dressed to the nines this morning too.
That's right. How are y'all today?
Good morning, Carol Kennedy. Good morning, Trent Davison, Mallory Egerton, Neil J. Back in on our side now. So, good morning to each of you, and thank you for spending some. If you're Thursday morning with us here on Drive Time,
the big old voice you got carries,
give a little props to my wife, Stephanie.
Yeah, classmate.
She has been perfecting this, and she wanted me to bring this to y'all, but it is a hot pound cake that she made yesterday.
Oh, why didn't you bring Ken some?
Made a lemon, so I brought a couple of extra pieces of the lemon, so no one would go without. Yeah. Actually, I did. I didn't bring one for me. It's two for you and one for him, the little small. So.
Okay, that'll work. Yes, Jeff Wilson, my top's a little tight today, but it is game day. And
here's your little plate.
Trying to get in the mode.
Well, listen, he needs the plate. I mean, I'm good.
Probably needs to tuck it in.
Yeah, I'm good to wait until after the show. I'm not going to wait. I can assure you.
It's hot for a reason. Good morning, Rodney.
Linda Williamson says she's on her way.
Come on, Linda. Come on, Linda.
Hey, come on, Miss Linda. We got room for you here, I promise you.
Boom.
Butcher said we may have wanted it, but you sure don't need it.
Well, he certainly wanted to be talking.
Hey, Butcher, Slim. Butcher, you're right. But I tell you what, enjoyed getting to sit and talk with Butch last night and reminisce about some old times. And, you know, one thing I was telling him I was really like right now, how about all the Pepsi stuff with all the old school Pepsi logos and stuff on it. I like that kind of stuff. You know, I keep waiting on them to come back out with the what was the shirts that everybody wore? You were talking about Sunbridge's the other day.
OP.
Oh yeah.
Ocean Pacific.
Yeah, Ocean Pacific. I keep waiting on them to somebody to come back out with that, and good morning, Danny Watson, Kathy Mackey in this morning. There's Jesse James.
Jesse James.
Good morning, Jesse.
No promises, Rodney. Got Chris Hall and Coop listening to us and watching on YouTube in McIntosh. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. Holly said, you can't beat Tony eating that pound cake, DJ. hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell on him, but I'm going to tell you something. Burnham T-Bone. If you're listening, a little drone told me that 109 yards has already been run about 15 times or so, maybe a few more. And I think that time is kind of coming down with each one. So you might want to get those legs to moving is all I can tell you. You know, but
how many days would I have to run the 109 yards?
As many as you need, big man. Make a combination for you.
I will tell you something. I've always said this. I'm gonna say it again. If you see me running, you shoot the first person behind me, okay? Because I'm running for a reason. I'm not running because I just decided to compete in some competition where running was involved. When you've been in the military, you have run enough that you never want to run again. Good morning, Hillary Emmons in this morning. You don't ever want to run again. And I'm just telling you. So I really am amazed at people that can – I see running through town and of course the Nelson girls that have done so well with track and all this kind of thing, you know, how somebody can make it up in their mind to want to run 26 miles and do it in record time. I don't know how you do that. I mean,
and enjoy it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, at what point does it become like where this isn't any fun? I can tell you where it does for me is before the starting line. I mean, I'm not even going to, I'm going to be there and be like, okay,
I'll cheer them on.
Yeah.
Good morning, Samantha Pate. Miss C's in with us again this morning. Good morning, Miss C. Hope it's going your way. Terry Lynn Parker in also. Good morning to each of you. And
KY.
Welcome to Drive Time.
KY.
Want to go back to
Kevin Young. Good morning to you there, Kevin Young. Carrie Hart in. Carrie Sawyer.
Here she is, Carrie Hart. Good morning, Carrie.
Samantha Brooks and Coach Edge. Good morning, Coach Edge.
I want to go back to Holly Shirley for just a minute. We got a package at the Ford store yesterday. And all it had on it was DJ and KJ. There was not a sender. It just had our name and, of course, the address there at the Ford store. Opened it up, and it was a care package, to put it lightly. But there was – how many nutrition bars were there?
I don't know that you could count how many.
100?
At least.
200? Whatever. It was a bunch of them.
Somewhere
I opened it up.
Somewhere in the neck of the woods.
Of course, I took a picture of it, sent it to you, had no idea where it came from, who it came from. It was going to be put there at the school, you know, to help supplement some of the snacks or whatnot. And we were trying to figure out who it was. And, of course, it sent it to the high school. Then I got a text or a message on Facebook from Holly. And she said, hey, heads up, I have sent a care package to help out with the feeding at the school or whatnot. And she said, it's not for you guys, it's for the kids. And of course, she put a little smiley face on there. And I knew when I opened it up and I saw Nutri-Grain, I knew it wasn't for me. Yeah, I mean, at that point, I knew that we were out of the mix. But Holly, I certainly appreciate that gesture. It'll go to good use. It is already at the school in care of Miss Griffin, the nurse, I think, there handles all that. So thank you for reaching out and making that incredible gesture. And it'll do a lot of good. So thank you, Holly. Keith Lizzie in as well. Good morning, Keith. Good
morning, Keith.
And
Miss Janie Chamberlain. Good morning, Shay Rain Smith. Good morning, Shay.
Also gonna need to congratulate our Lady Tigers.
That's
getting
right.
It done up
getting
at
getting it done
at the regional final there, beating Hillcrest Evergreen 52-42, hard fought ball game by all accounts. T.R. Miller now 30-0. And of course Hillcrest, nothing to hang their heads about. An outstanding effort, outstanding season for those young ladies as well. Obviously disappointed it didn't go their way, but we're excited about the Lady Tigers being in the Final Four next week. I think they are set to play Lauderdale County on Tuesday. And, of course, the winner of that game plays for the Blue Map. So the march continues for the Lady Tigers, and we are certainly proud of them. Have the county tournament back in action again tonight here at Miller Cruz Field. Flomington and Atmore set to tee it up at 4 o'clock, followed by the big one, T.R. Miller and W.S. Neal. And if you haven't made plans tonight and looking to get out and enjoy the evening, I'd go to the cruise and catch both those ball games because it's going to be something to watch.
I tell you what, we had some big times there last baseball season for
yes,
sure.
We did.
And anytime Miller and Neal get together to mix it up, that's always a special time anyway. And so looking forward to that.
I'm gonna tell you.
I know my daughter. That's all I heard this morning was. Daddy going on a field trip, first thing, was what I heard about, going to see some play. I can't remember exactly, Goldilocks, maybe something. I'm not sure what she said. But next question was, are we going to the ball game? And you know she had a good time. If you, I mean, I know
yeah, sure.
You were calling it, but if you remember, she ran around. I think we had to run her out of the bullpen like about eight or ten different times. But that's what it's all about.
It's going to be the same thing tonight. Flemington and Atmore going to get it started once again at 4 o'clock. That's going to be a good ball game. Two young teams trying to kind of find their way just a little bit. Good players, good coaches for both teams. And then Miller and Neal, I'm going to tell you something. It's going to be good. Both teams really good. I would look for both teams to probably make some serious noise come the playoffs, 4A and 3A respectively. But if you have not made plans tonight, go to the Cruise. Good food on hand, as always, at all our concession stands. Take you a $5 bill, support that, and go watch these kids play. And I'm sure that I get so caught up in the baseball, sometimes don't speak about the softball. I know W.S. Neal softball is playing tonight also. Not sure about Miller. We'd appreciate the post to update those opportunities as well. Just get out to a ballpark and support these kids.
I tell you, I'm glad you mentioned that. And I'm going to back out of looking at comments for just a second. And wanted to get kind of talk about this last night, but things just kind of went haywire. And as they did, in trying to get all that stuff going, we kind of let some of that stuff fall by the wayside. We're going to start, BMP Sports is going to start a hitter of the week and pitcher of the week from the schools here in Escambia, Conecuh, Monroe counties. What would that be? Escambia? Would that be Escambia County or Santa Rosa?
Escambia County, probably.
Escambia County in Florida. Northview, Jay, Escambia Academy, Sparta Academy, Hillcrest, obviously. We want to do do that weekly. So try to kick that off. What else did we talked about there, DJ?
Power rankings.
Do a power ranking. Maybe let the coaches in the area vote on how that works. And of course, we hadn't got with any of the coaches yet. We're just kind of throwing this out here. Sports player of the week, BMP sports player of the year at the end of the season. We're gonna get that phone working when we get those college guys online, and maybe a position of the week segment to highlight each position, talk about the local teams, the players, and who fills those spots, and just trying to highlight more of our kids, which is what all this is about when you're talking about the sports. I mean, it's just like this behind us. That's what it's all about, is it not, DJ?
It certainly is. Always will be. Keep it at the forefront. Like I said, a lot of opportunities to get out, school level, rec level, make sure we get all our kids signed up, especially going back to Batter Up last night. Really enjoyed getting to catch up with Tyler Joyner, the outstanding pitcher there at North Alabama, a graduate of W.S. Neal, also played here at the junior college locally. And you talk about a quality kid and just a first class and everything he does. It was just great to hear him, get to visit with him. We had plans to have the Killer Bees on, Britton and Booker. It didn't work out from a technical and time standpoint, but we will catch up with them later as well. Saw last night where Tyshawn Davis, another W.S. Neal graduate, playing over at Coastal Alabama Community College in Monroeville, getting some serious offers now in basketball. I had him in the summer program as well back when. He's an outstanding basketball player. Good kid also.
Well, I'll tell you what, we got some big things coming on the sports end, but I want to get back to this food thing for just a second here, okay?
Sure.
Since we're looking.
I'm in.
It's killing me.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to get back to look at that. Manasco and I had a good opportunity to sit down and visit the other night, talk about some things, and one of the things that we kind of tossed around was, and I know that you would be down for this because of your love of gluten-free food.
Sure.
So, I know he would make sure that these things would be gluten-free. But we talked about maybe having doing a show where it's all about cooking, telling stories, where the recipes come from. In a manner of not like a Food Network type thing where you're trying to be all this and that and other. I'm talking about like Boss Man Productions kind of way of doing it, which is
interaction. People ask questions, answer them to the best of my ability. Have a little.
That'd be a lot of fun. I mean,
use my taste tester and be able to add in a little color and a little flavor. And I think it'd be really exciting, and especially the reason why I brought this today is, you know, with the
I didn't
want to blow anybody.
No, you ain't. Okay, the closer you get, the better.
To be able to, with the Cheesecake of the Month Club, we're offering, you know, a little surprise dessert. And, you know, Stephanie's been making these pound cakes and perfect them as one of the little surprise desserts to get with the Cheesecake of the Month Club. And, of course, I enjoy it. And it had strawberry topping with it, but I didn't want to tantalize y'all too much.
Next time, tantalize. How about that?
Absolutely.
Do what you got to do.
Hey. She slapped my hand whenever I started to grab it. And, that was staying at the house. So.
Well,
we really enjoy, you know, cooking together now and really doing some things together. And she's getting better and better and better. And I have to tell you how proud I am of her. And it's been exciting to she's even worse, I guess, about I mean, she is really hard on herself. And, you know, if she makes a little mistake, you know, it's, you know, in the garbage and start over. And I told her, you know, hey, I'll, you know, don't throw it away. I know some people will take care of that.
Sure. So.
But it's a lot of fun, and I think if we can get together and do a little program, and I, you know, give some little cooking tips and have some fun doing it, I think that'll be a outstanding, you know.
Yeah, I think that'd be a big time, and I think people would enjoy that. You mentioned back in the old Justin, you know, in the kitchen kind
That's
of
right.
thing. That was a lot of fun. Always, you know, watching that. So, good morning, Kathy Tolan, Dylan Etheridge, Eric Whitfield. Dylan Etheridge said he's surprised that there's still two pieces of cake left on the plate.
Well,
there, DJ.
If you would move that camera, I don't want Tony's in watching, so I'm trying to be careful in how I roll this. Good morning, Taylor D. Taylor D's in the house.
Debo. Good morning there. Good morning, Taylor. Yeah. So I think that'd be a big time. We're gonna see about working on that and see how to make that happen. You know, I don't know. We talked about chili and we talked about gumbo, and I've had both of them, and I can tell you, you can't go wrong with either.
Well, so, I'm making this afternoon. I'm gonna make a fresh batch of seafood gumbo for the weekend down at Camp 31, so we can have some little appetizer special. And I'm gonna bring a little in the morning so y'all can try. And
oh wow!
And have you
ever had any seafood gumbo?
I have not.
Oh man!
You know, fresh roux. You know, you make it, and that's where it all starts, is getting that roux to perfection, and that's all the flavor right there. So, and I certainly appreciate the time that y'all give me to come in.
And you can come in anytime. But I want to tell you something. Have you ever heard a voice like this at all? I mean, is it not just...
It is one of a kind.
I mean, it is...
I enjoy it. I appreciate it.
It is just unbelievable to hear that voice. Now, you ought to hear it at Studio B, DJ, in the headphones coming through this particular mic. Now, I think Adam will tell you it's impressive, is it not?
I just want to, like, hold it and, like, I don't know, it's something special about it. But, I've always thought that...
where's he going?
With my voice, you know, since I was 12, it's been pretty much this low.
Look at that.
And, I've always had a dream of doing a little something with it, and because of y'all that doing some voiceover work for y'all, and the future looks like be able to do a little more.
And let me tell you this, because of those technical issues we talked about last night, that's why that voiceover, but it will be on there. Zhang said he was up there Monday and had lunch with Thomas at Camp 31. The brisket made his tongue slap his brains out, Manasco.
Yeah, something about that 12 hours and our smoker with some nice hickory that gives it that little bit of spice, as long as, you know, that nice smoke flavor, it is absolutely delicious. I'll agree with that.
Yeah, I'm Zhang, next time you up, tell them you want the special brisket sandwich.
That's right. Add in some caramelized red onions and some bacon.
That he brought us that day? Tell him.
I've had several people that have obviously listened to the show and came in and have asked for it, and really giving praise to it. So I think that's going to be a hit and a winner. And
you know what I love about that? They listen to the show.
Absolutely. And I told you, Valentine's, a couple of younger couple, probably about 25. I had no idea who they were. Came in and said how much they enjoyed me being on the show. And I'm not on here that much, but how much really this program is reaching out in the community. And I think it's a great thing and a powerful thing to be able to bring people in, highlight everything that's going on in our community.
Well, make sure you thank the Clipper the next time you see him, Big Chip.
He's
the one that makes it happen.
Yeah, he
probably owe him a tuner or two.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, Christina Parker Jenkins.
If you start slicing up some ahi tuna, you better give me a call or text or something and let me know, because now don't get me wrong, Chip's good about handing out tuna when he goes and catches it and has enough to hand out. But now, if he has enough to hand out but not enough to hand out, then he keeps all of it himself. So guess what? You don't get any of that. But and I don't blame him, because I'm gonna tell you something. I'd be the same way about that stuff.
Well, maybe we should all go fishing, and then
we can do that.
Cut it and slice it
on the boat. On the boat.
Absolutely. I'll roll down the dock.
Hey, if we go, you're going.
I'll bring you a steak.
No. Listen, they make it's called Bomine. They make instead of Dramamine, it's called Bomine. No joke. And it's made. If you're talking about getting sick, does that mean?
I don't like not being able to see the land. That is not really the sickness.
I'll get you a picture. As a matter of fact, we can take a picture on your phone as we leave, and you can look at that the whole time. How about that?
Hook the green screen up and get a nice backdrop where I can sit there and feel like I got a chance and this thing capsizes, and I might make it.
Listen, boats today are different than boats used to be, so don't worry about the capsizing.
The Titanic was unsinkable.
No, I didn't say they was unsinkable. I just said they were different. I mean, what I mean by that is that you know, you're only going to be on the water for, you know, in the water for 3 or 4 hours most of the time, because all this electronic stuff on there, something goes wrong, you press a button and like everybody's coming.
As long as I get there before the sharks get me, I'm fine.
Well, that's one of the problems that you know, that I didn't want to talk about, but I've never been one of those guys that could just, you know, get hot and like dive off in the Gulf and get back in the boat. That's not me.
That's not me.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
You're fishing on top of a reef and you've had blood in the water, and something about jumping in just does not interest me.
Patty Mitchell says Bruton has a candid camera at the intersection on Belleville and Rankin. Stop, smile, and wave. The speed bumps weren't enough.
I can't imagine anybody
Miss Patty
getting on those speed bumps.
Thank you for the tip.
More than 10 miles an hour.
Hey, I was laughing with Chief about it, because I ain't gonna lie, I thought I was gonna have to call the wrecker. I had slowed down. I was doing like 20 miles an hour, and I thought, you know, you just ease over them. I mean, 20 miles an hour is not that fast. Hey, I thought I tore the whole trunk, the whole front end of the truck out from underneath it. I did, but. Now, if you slow down, you know, I mean, of course, that was in a truck with a leveling kit on it, so you're going to get beat a little more. But, you know, hey, I can tell you they are they work, because people are bad to run that four-way stop. So
I think the problem is after they go over the speed bump that they actually speed back up to 30.
Do they?
And it's like a rocket. I've seen
them, you know, so you say, do they need like put maybe three or more in a row or something in there?
Maybe a progressive, a small one, then a bigger one, then like a real big one, and that way they stop. Because I've noticed that for some reason there's a, you know, 50 yard gap. For some reason they want to punch it and get to the.
Bomine works, according to Butch. DJ, he says this, he's been there. It works.
The sickness isn't the issue.
Well,
good morning, Fran Taylor. Good morning, Booker. Neil's with me. Neil Jackson says he doesn't like not to be able to see the land either.
Well, you know, and I get it, but here's the thing. I mean, is it because you want to feel like you got a sporting chance to get back?
That's what it's all about, and that's whether it's anything outdoors or anything. I just want to feel like I got a chance.
Let me explain.
I have no problem with the swimming part of it.
Right.
I just, you know,
do you realize if you're 10, let's say 8-9 miles out, you realize you can see the land still, right? Most of the time.
I don't know what the cutoff is.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know about you, but I couldn't swim 9 miles. I would die.
I've had this conversation with Steve Nelson before. If you chose not to swim back in, what's the other option?
I didn't say I wouldn't try.
Yeah. I tell my kids this all the time. We're in athletics. I always ask them the first day of practice. I say, how long can you tread water? And they all answer it. 20 minutes, as long, 30 minutes. Yeah. I said, well, okay, that's great. But there's only one answer. As long as you have to, yep. Because when you stop, then you're gone. And that's not an option. So I just want to feel like I have a chance. I don't like to be in situations where I don't have a chance.
I think we have a better opportunity.
Dylan said, remember what you said last night, DJ.
Natural flotation.
Remember what you said last night. Just hold me accountable and you'd be okay.
That's right, yeah.
Well, you know, hey. No, I... I listen, I think you're right. All three of us have got something most people don't have, and we got that's a right. flotation device built in.
Yeah, floaty right here.
You know, so I think if we hit face first, we're going to automatically turn over.
Right. Then we just have to sort of backstroke, you know, back into yeah. in the land.
Only problem is those, like you said, those bulls that come around and that kind of thing. And, you know, now I'm going to tell you, that'd make me swim a little faster.
Well, really, it's probably more dangerous closer in the shore than it is, you know, out.
It is.
Out but both you guys realize you have very little chance of having that encounter on the dock.
But said, pretty sure you couldn't swim past the first sandbar, so I don't know why you're worried about seeing land.
That's my limit.
What was sandbar. It you said on the first the first bottom line? What'd you call him? A keyboard Rambo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Is that what you
just throwing it out there?
Insinuate with
just
the
throwing
butcher
it out there.
Well, hey, Christina Booker. Good morning, Book. You know. But said the same thing. Said no worries. People like you and him can float all out, you know, just by absolutely. Nature.
He hit the most famous foul ball in the history of Terrell Middle High School.
Well, I've heard that several times. So,
cost us the state championship.
What I've heard you say that, but not live. So I think
we'll talk about it.
Now we're going from jabbing to maybe getting a little body blows.
We'll
right
just
here.
We'll save that story for a show of its own. How yeah. about that? We'll kind of
now
build
we're not,
that up.
We're that was a body blow.
You got the little intro you had for Batter Up, the animation. You could do something with a ball going foul, could you?
Oh, I could. Yes.
Yeah. We'll yes. get something fixed up for yes. the butcher.
Well, before I've got
another animation that is in the rack. That that I've told you about several times, that when it drops, there's one particular person we're not going to have to listen to much out of for a little while. Now, he'll come back. I'm not concerned with that. But we won't have to hear anything out of it. It's kind of like when the Tombstone video dropped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, matter of fact, after that, if you remember, he's decided to take a break.
That's right.
From Facebook for yeah. a while. So, and then all of a sudden we goaded him.
But no, I really applaud Butch. You know,
every time he's out.
When you live in a small town, and of course, you know, high school athletics being a hub of the social activity, and to sit there and single-handedly lose a state championship game for your team, your hometown team, and to be able to stay here and live, is, you know, I applaud him.
Wow.
I want to know if one other person.
All he had to do is hit it fair.
Listen, I know where you're going with that. I know where you're going with that. Do you want to go there and do that?
Well, no,
That's not, because listen, I'm going to tell you something. That class, every reunion they have, there's almost a fight every reunion. Well,
that's what I'm saying. I applaud Butch for facing his fear and just living through it. And like I said, if he hits the ball fair, we win. He didn't, we lost.
Listen, I can't lie. I had a lot of fun at God's Country up there where Butch and them, my brother and them lived. So it's hard for me to get to.
And yes, Jeff, I agree with you. Jeff blames it on Butch also.
Jeff Wilson.
Well, yeah, I think he knows. He was on that team.
I was going to say, he knows.
We all know. Good morning, yeah. Brandon Swain.
Yeah. So.
Before I'm going to get out of y'all's
yes,
way,
sir. Come on.
Congratulations to the Auburn Tigers last night on their big basketball win over Alabama. It was quite impressive with the loss of their teammate. I hate to see anybody's foot turned around backwards.
Oh, that's
tough. That's
that was horrific.
But they've really bounced back, and Bruce Pearl is really impressive what he's got that team doing, and I wish him the best of luck in the tournament.
Hey, Manasco, thank you again for the cake and
Jeff.
And y'all enjoy. There's some lemon over there.
We're gonna partake. I promise you.
That's right. And I'll bring y'all some gumbo tomorrow.
Yep, sounds good. We'll see you in the morning. Thank you, Adam Manasco. As always, a welcome sight here on Drive Time to have Adam. Drop by and never ever unhappy to see him.
What a kind man he is. A saint.
He is, and just for those of you that don't really know Adam, I don't know that you'll ever meet someone who is got a bigger heart than that guy does, and it's as big as that voice. I can tell you that. Well, maybe bigger. So. What else we need? Oh, we talked about Holly sending in the snack bars and things. Still want to talk about that. We are still working on snack drive. We call it the snack drive for the high school up there. you know, certainly any type of snack, snack bars or these cookies, crackers, packages, things, any of that type of stuff that you can and find it yourself that you could donate to the high school, that would be fantastic. There is a need for it, and it will definitely be appreciated by a bunch of people, for sure. Working on some things now, trying to get figured out on what they may be able to do in the future on maybe getting some things from a couple of the schools to the high school. But at this point, we need some help, and we're trying to get that help for them.
Also, want to make mention of the online petition circulating for Coach Cotton to possibly rename Municipal Stadium in his honor. And if you haven't signed that petition or don't know where to find it, hit us up and we'll direct you to it.
That's right.
Get those signatures on there and try to get that thing done sometime this spring.
BossmanProductions.com. You can find BossmanProductionsLLC.com. You can find it right there, or BossProLLC.com. It's on our Facebook page. if you haven't signed that and you find it, you want to help us get that done, we'd like to see that happen. We think it's appropriate. Certainly a deserving honor of such a great man, and coach is missed, and he will be missed. That is a fact. Again, I want to say had a big time last night. The Fast and Furious pace is really the only way we know how to do it, and I don't know if we'd ever going to do it any different, but it will be different the next time, I assure you of that. Got a little motivated to get a project finished, and so we're going to get that project finished.
We had a good time.
Oh, no, I had a great time. A good time. Morning, Deacon. John Pierce, there's JPN.
Morning, Coach.
We had a great time, and looking forward to going back, and Josh wants to really try to get something going out there with the fish bowl. Not that he doesn't already have something going. I know he's mentioned the crawfish bowl. I think he's going to move to a weekend and try to make an event out there at the fish bowl. So, look forward to some big things going. There's Doc in Joe Ellington this morning.
Morning, Doc. And,
morning,
Deacon.
What you say there, DJ? It's about that time.
About that time.
Yeah.
Once again, I want to thank all of you for spending a little bit of your Thursday morning with us and tolerating us as best you can. It's been fun here being with you guys. I can assure you that. Wish all of you well the rest of the day. Once again, I want to thank Jim Peach Motors and Peach Chevrolet for making Drive Time possible. For Ken James, I am David Jennings. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in to Drive Time, live from the Peach Pit in historic Brewton, Alabama. Remember to tune in every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.-ish. Remember to like and share the Drive Time videos, as the more you like and share, the more chances you have to win.